From a newly constructed U.S. Senate race to a soon-to-be-under-construction plant in eastern Arkansas, the past 7 days were full of headlines. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas examines the past week in Arkansas business and politics.
Tyson Foods delivered in nearly every quadrant of its business as the meat giant posted quarterly profits of $249 million, more than triple 1 year ago when profits topped $76 million. Notably, conditions in Tyson's beef segment improved, and its chicken and pork business continued to excel. Revenues for the Springdale-based protein company cleared $8.7 billion. That was up versus $8.2 billion in the previous year's comparable quarter. Windstream Corporation posted lower earnings as revenues dipped and the company continued its repositioning strategy. Windstream also disclosed that it's exploring a new holding company for its businesses. The Little Rock-based telecom reported second quarter net income of $39.7 million compared to $51 million 1 year ago. Revenues cleared $1.5 billion, down just slightly from 1 year ago. With a new labor agreement for its union employees almost completed, and despite what CEO Judy McReynolds described as moderate and inconsistent economic growth, Arkansas Best posted a $4.88 million second quarter profit. That was nearly one-third of its year-ago quarterly profit of $11.8 million, but it was well ahead of its significant first quarter 2013 loss. Revenues for the Fort Smith-based trucking giant rose to $576 million, up from $510 million 1 year ago. The board of directors for El Dorado-based Murphy Oil officially approved the spinoff of its U.S. retail marketing business. Murphy USA will become a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange later this year, and Murphy Oil Corporation will remain a public firm on the exchange. As of June 30th of this year, there were nearly 1,200 Murphy Oil retail outlets in 23 states. And the business also owns midstream assets, including product distribution terminals and pipeline positions. Remington Arms broke ground on a $32 million expansion in Lone Oak this week that should employ around 60 new workers by the middle of 2014. The project will allow Remington to produce more ammunition to meet consumer demand, which the firm says is at an all-time high. Madison, North Carolina-based Remington is the oldest gun maker in the U.S. It's been in Lone Oak since 1969, currently employs about 1,300 in Arkansas. And in politics, 4th District Republican Congressman Tom Cotton made it official this week. He will challenge incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Pryor. Cotton announced Tuesday night in his hometown of Dardanelle that he would make the run. He said the senator's vote on health care reform and other agenda items of the president led him to make the challenge. Look for the race to more than occupy the airwaves in the coming months. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large comes from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.